Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day.
Little Jerry and the Pacemakers are bringing us back. That's Jerry with a G from the Wayback Machine, 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's with Tatum LLC. Sam, tell us a little bit about Tatum, please.
Tatum is an outsourced provider of talent at the managerial level, primarily in the area of finance. We supply for businesses on an outsourced basis, chief financial officers, controllers, analysts, and that can be done on a part-time, a full-time, temporary basis. And you get them exactly what you need while you need it. And then we're happy to move on when you don't need the specific, when we've completed achieving the needs that you've had. So I think outsourcing, and I'll just say this editorially, outsourcing is the way to go in more things than just our type of providing financial talent.
Well, Sam, my audience has heard me say for a long time that outsourcing is the best thing that ever happened to small business because there's an entire industry out there dedicated to all the different disciplines that can be outsourced that are things that are not our core competencies. And it allows us to be more powerful and to present a much more sophisticated image to customers and to be able to deliver on that image. If all we have to do is focus on the things that are our core competencies and that customers that we really do for customers.
Yes, and in fact, you could almost say, and I think it's largely true, that there's almost no such thing anymore as permanent employment. It's permanent until you have a different need. So it works really well to bring in folks who can focus exactly on the needs of today and not have any complication when it's time to have a different kind of person to meet different kinds of challenges.
Absolutely. That's TatumLLC.com, folks. And, of course, that's what Sam just said completely overlays what's going on out there across the marketplace, whether it be for big companies, for little companies. And Sam, I don't even want to think about what our economy would look like if it weren't for that. I mean, it's made our marketplace much more efficient, hasn't it?
I think it has, and the trend is going to keep going. We think in the direction of utilizing specialized resources as you need them, and it's an overall trend in things beyond just employment.
Right, absolutely. Sam, last thoughts on the survey. The capital availability, credit availability, pricing, that's the outlook is not negative, at least. That's one good sign, I guess.
It's not negative. We think things are pretty much going to be in the next 60 days as they have been for financing conditions. They're better than they were a year ago or 6 months ago, but we don't see any major change in the near future.
Right. Sam, the only other thing is CapEx, capital expenditures. That's pretty much the same thing. Kind of cautiously keeping an eye on things, right?
Well, yes. When people feel the capital expenditures are a number of things, represent a number of things. First, it represents what you feel like you absolutely need to do right now to meet the competitive needs in terms of efficiencies and in terms of capacities. Well, overall, there's plenty of capacity, but we do need to upgrade our systems and our labor-saving opportunities to remain competitive on costs. Mm-hmm. So there's that factor. Money, we think, has been getting a little easier to obtain over the last 6 months. That influences our ability to finance capital expenditures. And finally, we grow in confidence as this recovery continues to extend over time. And so we think that probably capital expenditures will go up, but right now in the next 60 days, it's pretty flat.
Right. Sam, thanks for this report. We appreciate the report. We want to encourage you to bring us better news next month.
Well, we'll try, but our credibility base is based on
I know.
Like it is.
I just need to see that arrow going up more up. But
let's work
on that for us, Sam. We're doing our best out here on Main Street. Thanks for
there
being here. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, TatumLLC.com. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.